Tom. Good afternoon, and this is Glenn Coble, and the show is called A Progressive Life, and we have Dr. Feynman on the air with us. Dr.
Yes, I'm here.
Good to hear you. How did your show go last week with?
It was great. It was a very good hour, as I've said many times. Scott is a great interviewer, one of the best, and it was a lot of fun. It was really good.
Now, I imagine it was, and we talked about it briefly on our show today, I imagine it was a lot different talking with Scott than it is with me, because Scott won't go right or left. He goes right down the middle.
Yes.
And you know me, and you and I agree on an awful lot of things on the left side. So.
Yes, and just like when I've been interviewed by Adam, everybody's different, you know?
Yeah, it's and that's what makes this radio station seem to work.
It's very interesting. It was a very enjoyable time. Yep.
Yeah, excellent. Well, how was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours? Did you use your recreational vehicle?
I did not use my RV, and I will not use it next week. But the following week we're going to. Next week we have something. Oh, I know.
You're talking a little low. You have to be close to the mic again.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My grand dog, my son's puppy dog that we're babysitting, will not be gone until next Monday. So we won't be able to go camping this weekend. So anyway,
I see.
No big thing. Well, and as Scott said in our show this morning, he said that, last week there were a lot of really important things that happened, but this week hardly anything happened. Well, I beg to differ. A lot of things happened.
There's always things happening. It's hard to keep up with it all.
Yeah, a lot of things happened. Maybe they weren't quite as earth-shattering as a couple of things that happened the year or the week before. But
I think it's earth-shattering that the Secret Service lost those... lost the emails and the phone messages. I just don't understand that. I think that's corruption. It's ridiculous.
It sure sounds phony to me, doesn't it, to you?
Yes, and there is a reality that there is an element of the Secret Service that's pro-Trump. They're not supposed to be pro-anybody.
Right.
They're supposed to be neutral. So this is a concerning thing, and Carol Lennick has already written a book about that a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, and she's been talking about it lately. If the Secret Service is starting to take sides, they're not supposed to take sides. They're supposed to do their job.
Now, do you remember the name of that book?
It's Carol Lennick. Let me see if I can get the exact name.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on a minute. I'll look it up.
And I know she's written one recently with, I can't remember the young man's name that she wrote one with.
Yes, let's see. Now, she has written, I'm just trying to look for the exact title.
Oh, okay.
All right. Let's see.
Quick, he runs over to Google.
Yes.
And as my wife says, he asks the Google. I don't know why my wife says.
Zero failed. The rise and fall of the Secret Service 2021.
Zero failed.
And more recently, she published with Philip Rucker, a very staple genius, Donald J. Trump's Testing of America. Well, actually, that was 2020. And then again in 2021, I Alone Can Fix It. So she's written three books in the last 3 years. My God. I Alone Can Fix It, Donald J. Trump's Catastrophic Final Year. So she published two books on Trump in 20 and 21, and Zero Fail, The Rise and Fall of the Secret Service, also last year.
I've watched her interviewed a lot, and I think she and Scott would get along very well. She never steps on anybody's toes. She always says, this is a fact, and she leaves it at facts only.
Yes. And the point is, she's already made clear that the Secret Service is not what it once was. There was scandals with behavior of some of these Secret Service agents in the 2010s and under Trump and under Obama. Nothing to do with them directly, but I'm saying, they're on trips overseas and they're getting drunk too close to the time of having to do their work and things like that. It's not good, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
They're deleting emails or phone messages, you know. That's not right.
Now, you would think that some of those forensic computer guys can dig that back up somehow or other.
And especially since they were asked to provide it, and then they were cleaning it up. It just sounds so scandalous. It really does.
It does, yeah. I hope it's just ignorance and stupidity as opposed to scandalous.
I really have my doubts about it. That's all I can say. It's very troubling, because we have an element that is too loyal to a person who is, let's face it, a fascist, who indeed tries to overthrow the government and have the vice president murdered and the Speaker of the House murdered. And this is not right. No. And we need to know everything that went on, and there's going to be more hearings tomorrow, night, and apparently some more beyond that. And this is not something that you say, oh, it's politics. It's not. Activity.
Have you heard how they're going to have the, now I've lost his name, sure, the leader.
The what?
The leader of the group.
You mean Benny Thompson has COVID.
How are they going to have...
Well, he's not going to be there, so instead Liz Cheney's going to lead it.
Okay.
I think that's great.
do you think that they will have visual call-in thing from Benny Thompson?
Oh, possibly he might say something to start it off, but he won't be there.
Yeah.
And he's not a young guy, so I hope he'll be all right.
Yeah,
you know?
Me too.
A lot of people have been getting COVID lately. It's really amazing on Capitol Hill and elsewhere. A lot of people that you know the names of, I'm really amazed by it. But I mean, Liz Cheney is excellent, and also Adam Kinzinger is going to be one of the two people involved in the actual introduction and the work that's done for the 2 to 3 hours. So, and I think Adam Kinzinger really helps. And by the way, I must say I applaud the fact that on the bill that passed the House about trying to make permanent, although it has to go to the Senate to make gay marriage permanent, not be in danger, Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney both voted for that, along with, I think, about 60 Republicans.
That's
so I'm glad to see it was bipartisan.
Yeah, I was surprised that so many Republicans did vote for that, but pleasantly surprised, yeah. Now, you were talking about, well, this is not one of the questions that I put down for our stuff to talk about today, but COVID does seem to be back on the rise a little bit, but also...
Yes, and it's a different variation or strain of it,
But also monkeypox. Now they're starting to point the finger at gay men again.
Well, apparently, sadly, most of the people getting it seem to be gay men, which is sad, but it also means we're going to go back to the 80s and the prejudice against gay people in the HIV epidemic. I'm really upset by that, because we don't need more of that. But of course, we have a country now that this is being promoted by the opposition party, the Republicans. It's the anti-gay and anti-trans, and they're actually promoting hate and violence against men and women, and it's wrong.
And anti-choice of any sort. Do as they tell you to do.
Right. We're going backwards.
Yeah, we sure are. We're becoming reactionary instead.
I hope that in the midterms, even though the record shows that usually you lose seats, I'm hoping that the Democrats, who are raising money very rapidly, that they can somehow hold on in the House and certainly win more seats in the Senate, so they don't need Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema to get a climate bill through, which is an unbelievable thing that we're not doing anything about climate.
What's the matter with Joe Manchin? That he seems to...
Well, he's almost like a Republican. It's just he's not, and we don't want him to switch parties.
No.
But honestly, he has a company that makes money in the energy field, and he doesn't really care. I mean, unfortunately, I guess he thinks he's going to take it with him to the grave. I mean, it's so ridiculous, these people. Like, they never have enough, and they have to keep on being greedy and not caring about the public need.
Yeah, I'm every time I see something where he goes against what common knowledge would tell you he shouldn't go against, he likes to vote against the Democratic Party.
And he hurts his own state. His state is just about the poorest state in the nation, except maybe for Mississippi.
Yeah.
And these people, mostly white, by the way, not many minorities in West Virginia.
That's correct.
And not many illegal immigrants or, you know, people that are not citizens.
That's correct.
But he doesn't seem to care about the workers and the people in his state. He really doesn't, and yet they keep on electing him. But, of course, if he wasn't elected, there'd be a Republican who would be even more extreme. So that's the problem. West Virginia is a sad situation. It really is.
Well, to pay him, they'll just have to raise the toll road prices again. Last time we went through the toll road there, it had gone up double. It had gone from $2 a stop to $4 a stop.
Ooh,
and there were three stops.
That's going to hurt the people that are mostly poor and lower middle class whites and others. Oh my God, it's just amazing. There's no real regard for people who are struggling to make life easier for them. It's unbelievable. Yeah,
it is.
But that's true in much of the South and actually much of the Midwest too. Unfortunately, you know, they hate the two coastlines, but the coastlines have a very different attitude on so many issues than the Midwest and the Great Plains and the South, and it's really tragic.
It's kind of interesting now, if you jam more people together, they become more Democratic.
Well, it's true, population centers, yes. Also because they're more college educated.
Yeah.
More and more college educated people are voting Democratic. Non-college educated people are going Republican. And they're going for people who are wealthy, who don't give a damn about them. I mean, look at this Saudi golf tournament that Trump is sponsoring in Bedford, New Jersey. And people from 9/11 are saying, how can you do this after what you've said against Saudi Arabia in 9/11? And he's still going through with it, Trump. Everything is money. So, I mean, how could people who voted for Trump vote for him after this when he's backing Saudi Arabia in a situation like this and making money on it? Everything is money. I mean, it's sickness when all people think about is money.
Well, you know, that kind of throws right in our own face the fist bump with Mohammed bin Salman.
Yes and no. I'm disturbed by it, but it's not a handshake, and it's part of the reality of international affairs as Max Boot, conservative, backed Biden, saying you have to deal with dictators. Everybody has to. There's no choice.
Right.
And that therefore, while it's not great, it's not a handshake, and it's not saying that he didn't bring up the issue, but there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
So I was upset, and I wrote about that. But then Max Boot, a conservative writer, who's become, definitely hates Trump, but definitely makes clear that Trump is a criminal. He has said that there really is no other way. And compared to Trump and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who cozied up and hugged, and now Jared Kushner has a $2 billion deal with the Saudi government.
Well, you know, it is interesting how, you know, depending on where the money is, that's kind of what we do. But now, I don't think anybody's going to be complaining about a fist bump when all of a sudden their gas prices start to go down. And
without even the Saudi, yes. Like, for instance, I paid, I just got gas, $4.19 it is now.
And I understand in many places down in your state, it's well under $4. They're like $3.85 in many places.
Yeah, well, the highest it reached for me was $4.89, and it went down to like $4.75, and then $4.47, and then $4.29, and now it's $4.19.
And
$4 is not really that big a deal, but of course it goes higher. But, I mean, for people to think that's the only thing that matters, it matters.
Yeah.
And the cost of food, yes, it matters. But you have to consider all these other issues that are out there that people seem to be ignoring, including the climate and crime and corruption and what happened and the danger to the nation's future. And I just can't believe people are going to be that centered on only that issue of gas and food and nothing else, because there's much more that matters than that.
Well, one would think,
and it would have gone up under Trump also. Believe me, it wouldn't have been any different.
Now, one of the things that people forget is, yeah, the gas prices went up, and that caused, a lot of people saying that's inflation. But then they say the food prices went up. But as gas prices go down, the food prices should go down because they pay less money to transport the food around. So
that's correct.
I don't know. We'll wait.
And the thing is, the worldwide inflation, it's not just us. It's not like Joe Biden said, let's have inflation. He doesn't want it, but it's worse in Europe, and it's worse elsewhere.
Yeah.
How does it make it better that it's worse elsewhere? But I'm saying people have to go beyond just the emotional thing that Fox News Channel and other right-wing channels do, because all they're doing is spewing hatred and propaganda.
Well, now, speaking of Biden, and he didn't cause the energy or the temperatures to go up over 100 degrees in London, which it's never done before.
Yes, it's all-time record of high temperatures in Europe, yes.
Do you think that he should declare a climate emergency?
I would say yes, but I'm not sure what it can do. I don't know what that really means, he can declare it, because we have a government, the Republicans don't want to do anything about the climate crisis, and Joe Manchin doesn't want to, so because of that, the Senate cannot do anything. The House is trying to do it.
Well, they're pretty much denying that there is such a thing as global warming.
Well, because they're in company with the oil, with the oil giants. The Republicans get a lot of money from the oil industry and the coal industry,
and
everything is now winning an election, having power, and making money, and not caring about the future. That's what it is. It's extreme corruption, and yet many people just don't see it.
Joe Manchin is also connected with that same group of people.
I would prefer that he not be in office, but a Republican would not be any better in that state. It's just sad that so many poor white people are being so victimized by the people that run their government in West Virginia.
Well, moving on, I guess we found a way to get Steve Bannon's trial pushed back another day or two. What's going to happen there? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to know, but I would think he'll be found guilty and probably end up having 2 years in prison, and well-deserved, because he got a pardon for corrupt and criminal action by Trump right at the end, but now he will not get that. So the man is a danger to the future with his promotion of corruption and promotion of violence, and that's what he's doing. He's been doing it for a few years now. He's trying to take over or have school boards and secretaries of state in other positions take it over where they can fix the election for 2024, and that's why we've got to get that Electoral Vote Count Act of 1887 updated, and they're working on it in both houses, including Republicans in the Senate, so that hopefully they cannot have that kind of circumstance in 2025 on January 6th.
Do you think that Bannon might try to go back and say, well, I've been pardoned, so therefore those pardons apply to...
No, but the pardons do not apply to other actions, no.
Yeah, I wouldn't think they should,
no, they
but
don't.
I can see him doing that.
Nobody better to be in prison for 2 years than him, is my mind. He's a monstrous individual.
Do they give you double shirts when you go to prison so he can have his shirt under his shirt?
Well, he's overweight. That's one thing to say. I don't know about that, but he is a very dangerous man.
He is a dangerous man, and I don't think he cares a bit about democracy. As a matter of fact,
he doesn't care about democracy. No, neither does Donald Trump. When are people going to realize that?
When he came in and was helping Donald Trump get elected, he basically said he was against the administration.
You're talking too low again.
I'm sorry. I moved away from the
mic.
Yeah. He was saying that he was opposed to the administration, Democratic administration, basically. So I don't know what's wrong with that, man.
You're talking about Bannon?
Yeah.
Well, of course he's opposed. Of course he is, you know, because he's a Trumpite.
All right, now, I mentioned on the show earlier that I went through and looked at my former opponent, Tracy Richardson's, voting record. She beat me quite handily, which kind of tells you where Ohio is. But her voting record, is everything she voted for is something I would have voted against, most likely. But one of the things that she's very into is guns. She really likes guns. Now, she was in the service, and maybe that's why she likes guns. But we now have a good guy who stopped mass shooting by shooting the shooter.
Yes, one of the very few such circumstances. A lucky break in that sense, but it's not something that happens very much. And that is not the answer. The answer is, not saying you can't have guns, but there's no need for AR-15s.
Yeah,
absolutely no need, except for the military or the police.
I'm not even sure that that isn't a war crime to use that type of weapon in the military, but...
Well, but again, that's a little different, but yeah. I'm not going to debate about the military. It depends how you look at the military. Some people would say anybody who goes into the military and kills someone is a war crime, but that depends on which side of the fence you're on. Yeah. I don't think I go that far.
That's right.
So I'm just making that statement that some people would say that. But the fact is that one case is a lucky break, yes, but it doesn't make up for all the mass murders going on all the time, that there's no way to do anything about that. And to expect teachers to do that is preposterous.
Well, now, one of the things that that was brought up when they were talking about the good guy stopping a bad guy is that that's only happened 25 times last year.
I didn't give you the number, but it's very rare, so that is not a solution.
And and of those 25, 11 of them were off-duty police people that naturally would have their gun with them.
Yes.
And so basically a dozen have happened.
And also there's a case where somebody intervened in one case to shoot someone, and someone thought he was the shooter, so he got killed anyway.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Not this case, but some other one. So the answer is we don't need those kind of weapons, and people should not be going around with weapons on their waist and all that. It's ridiculous.
But
the Supreme Court allows it. The Supreme Court is corrupt. It's out of control, and it's responsible for mass loss of life now because they got rid of the New York law, and they're making it much harder for anyone to be safe.
Bad enough
before the Supreme Court.
When you and I were young, nobody carried a weapon in the open. If you did carry a weapon, it was supposed to be in your back window so that people could see it. You know, like if you're going hunting, quite often a pickup truck would have a place where you could put the weapons where people could see them. I think we ought to get back to that. I think there should
be. But the NRA doesn't want us to get back to that because they make loads of money.
But open and closed carry laws are just asking people to go, and many of them, they allow you anywhere you want to. Like
yes.
In the state of Ohio, you can walk into a bar and just blow the heck out of it. Because
and of course, when you're in a bar, some people get drunk and they become nasty.
Yep.
So that
absolutely
makes it even more likely. How anybody can even go to a bar anymore? I don't know. It's dangerous.
That's why there are bar fights all the time.
Yes.
And those fights will turn into gun fights.
Yeah, it's one thing to punch each other, but another thing to use weapons, yes.
I don't know. I don't understand it at all. And I don't understand how people can even think right. I don't see how you can justify that. But
there's a lot of people, I've said this before, I think are mentally ill. They just don't care about anybody but themselves, and they are selfish, self-centered people, and they have no regard for human life, and yet they want to make sure every fetus is born.
Yeah, every fetus has to be born, but then many of them don't really want to take care of those fetuses.
And especially in poor states like Mississippi and West Virginia, they'll be born, especially for 10-year-olds or 12-year-olds who get raped or have incest, and they will not get supported. But the point is, well, that's your problem once the kid's born, but you got to have the kids.
Well, now, I understand the lady who's the, Secretary of State in Indiana, it's the doctor in Indiana
a woman doctor. Yeah,
yeah, that did the whatever you call it.
I think it's the Indiana Attorney General. Yeah, because, pictures all over the place.
They're slandering her.
Danger, and Fox News is doing it. She should sue Fox News, too. This is ridiculous. She's doing her job, and they should not be victimizing her by having a photograph and a name and all that. Fox News is totally out of control.
I'll go along with that, but I always have.
And they have lawsuits against them, of course.
Yes, they do. And now that's,
I hope they lose them all and go out of business.
Well, unfortunately, lawsuits take forever, and you have to have unlimited sources of income to pay for those lawyers. But we're finding that out here at WWGH as we're kind of coming into
it. Wait, a lawsuit?
No, we don't have a lawsuit against us, but the FCC says we need to...
I didn't hear that. You said FTC. I didn't hear after that.
The FCC... Well, I didn't really say anything after that.
Oh, I thought you did. Yeah.
No, the FCC is kind of pulling strings and saying that we need to... do something. I don't know. You'd have to ask Scott.
They're saying something is not being done properly?
Or something didn't get done properly. And,
well, I hope the FTC is going after Fox News Channel.
Yeah, so do I.
And the other right-wing extremist channels who go ahead and say the 10-year-old kid with the rape didn't happen, and then they suddenly admit they did happen. Even the Wall Street Journal went ahead and claimed it didn't happen.
Oh, did they?
That's horrible.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Now, the Wall Street Journal does seem to have gone farther to the right.
Well, it's owned by Fox News Channel.
I didn't know that.
By Rupert Murdoch, yes.
Hmm.
That's an example of someone who should have his citizenship taken away. He's Australian. He shouldn't be a U.S. citizen. Deport him.
He's Australian?
He's an evil old man, 90 years old, and he doesn't care about what he's doing to the United States.
That's terrible. Anyway, okay, let's...
And we have people on that channel that know better, but they make their salary, so they keep quiet. People that used to be on other channels, I'm not going to give names, and I'm shocked at how they just sit there and see what's going on, and they will not speak up because I guess they think they'll be fired. But is everything just your damn job? Is you have no principles, no conscience?
Well, I hate to tell Scott this, but money does talk.
Yes, I'm very disappointed in some of the people who went to Fox and keep their mouth quiet.
I am proud of some of them that actually have left Fox.
And, like Shepard Smith.
Yes. There have been two or three of them that I was
proud. Shepard Smith is the one that most comes to mind, yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Yep. All right. Well, let's move on and talk about how wonderful the government in Texas is.
The government in Texas is the most corrupt in the country. And I cannot believe, but it probably is going to be hard to stop Governor Abbott and the others. I hope that Beto O'Rourke can win, but it's very, very difficult in Texas.
I think he's 2 points
I don't really understand why people don't see it. But as far as all those 376 law enforcement officers of all levels who were there and did nothing, I say they should all be fired. Every last one of them should lose their job and their pension if they have one coming. And they should also, I think many of them should be prosecuted, but it won't happen. So basically it means the law enforcement is useless because they're not going to do what they have to do. And I think sending anybody to a public school now, and your child to public school anywhere, not just Texas, is a danger now.
Well,
and
any school.
It means that you, I don't know what the answers are. It's almost like homeschooling or private school, but even private schools it can happen.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't know what the answer is, but how can these people sleep at night after not intervening and hanging around for 77 minutes, I think it was, until they finally went in? Sure, some of them might have been shot and killed. That is law enforcement job. You take your life in your hands when you work as a cop or law enforcement, same as the military, and if you die, well, that's part of the sacrifice. You don't want to, but how can you limit yourself seeing 19 little kids and two teachers murdered while you stand around and act like I don't want to say what the word I'm thinking, but really a soft-minded people that don't have any guts or courage?
Well, they did have bulletproof vests on. Now, I know that won't stop an AR-15 completely, but they have bulletproof vests on. They had bulletproof shields, and they even had one shield that would stop an AR-15, and yet they were too afraid to do that. And I'll guarantee you, if they knocked the door down and went in, maybe one or two of them would have gotten shot. My guess is I doubt it, and it wouldn't have taken too long to neutralize that.
And how could they, when these kids were calling on 911 begging, and that they could not have said, we got to go in no matter what?
Yeah.
That's the job of law enforcement. It's not you and me. It's law enforcement. They're trained to do this.
The parents wanted to go in and do it. They were outside begging them to let them go in and storm him.
And a few of them ran away when the first shots were fired. That's such a cowardly thing, you know?
Well, we have a surfeit of cowards in the United States right now, and not a whole lot of honor either. It just seems that we've gone completely, we We are afraid and we lie. It just has become the American
point is,
way.
Law enforcement's job is to enforce the laws and protect people, and some become victims, sadly, but I don't know how any of those people can go to sleep at night now. How did they sleep at night after what they did not do?
Yeah, and we all saw it.
Don't even care, I bet.
Yeah, we all saw it on TV. You can't lie about it now.
And I don't know if it's true, but I wonder if part of it is, well, those kids are all Hispanic. They're not, quote, white Anglo, so they don't matter as much. I mean, I know people don't want to think that, but I'm sure some of these officers are bigots and racist, and they probably figure, these kids don't matter as much. It's not my kids or whatever.
Yeah, but how in the world can you know that a kid's bleeding to death inside a room and you don't go in to save? I just don't understand that.
It amazes me that at least a few of them didn't go in. I could not believe it. It's the biggest failure of law enforcement in American history.
Why did they need so many of them as well? I mean, I can understand calling in all the troops if you have to have them, but what did you say it was, 300?
It'd be the 76, I think, at all levels. Oh. Federal, state, local. Yeah. How can anybody send their kids back to that school or any school in Texas? Well, really anywhere, but let's use Texas. I don't know. It just means you don't know. Well, I guess nobody knows for sure that you're safe anyway. It's true.
That's true.
But the point is, after this, how can you send your kids to school after that?
Well, I remember when you and I were young, having to duck and cover because we were afraid of World War III and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to be scary, but that was a national thing. This is a person-by-person thing. This is something that we can stop, and yet we choose not to stop. We allow open and closed carry. We allow AR-15s, and when I was running for office, I had one guy probably a half an hour telling me why an AR-15 was not a bad weapon to have. It was a wonderful weapon. He spent a long time telling me why it was such a wonderful weapon. At that particular time, I wasn't versed on it well enough. I said, well, how about the muzzle speed of the bullet coming out? It's not that huge.
Wrong. Actually, it obliterates the body.
Right.
All these kids and the teachers, their bodies were obliterated. Couldn't even see what it was.
Two of the kids were decapitated by it.
That man is a danger that he could think that unless he now understands reality.
I'm not sure he does.
This is definitely a sign of mental illness when people just don't give a damn about the damage that a weapon like that does, you know?
Yeah, and if you're hit with one, on one side it may be a nice little hole, and the other side there's nothing left.
God, it's sick.
You're not going to go hunting with a gun like that because unless you're just the type of guy who wants to blow a deer away and then cut its head off so you can put it on the wall, I suppose that's one. But you're not going to eat that meat that got blown apart.
No, you're not going to even be able to eat the deer because it's so obliterated. Yes.
It's pretty crazy. Let's see if I've got anything else here I wanted to ask you about.
Well, about the abortion laws. Yeah, what's going on with the Supreme Court?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable that now women can't even get intervention when they have a fetus that's already died in the body, an ectopic pregnancy, as they call it. They can't even get any help. They have to bleed first and all this. It's just, this is sick. This is out of control, and there's got to be a way to get around that.
Well, it does.
One way is to get a national law, but you can't get it done because of the Senate.
Well, it's kind of all over the place. Nobody knows what they're doing. I don't think the Supreme Court expected this to go this crazy. Do you?
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
I don't think they care.
I think, in fact, all of them, except maybe Roberts. But even then, Roberts is head of the court, and it's a court that will go down in infamy. It's not going to go down looking good in history. His reputation is in tatters. But Thomas and Alito are... I'm sorry, I know people like the word, they're evil. They're not just bad, they're evil. They don't care what they're doing. And it's just amazing to me that they are now, supposedly, at least Thomas is talking about going beyond to deal with the issue of gay marriage and also privacy rights and everything else. It's just...
Well, I asked my wife last night when we were watching some show talking about that, I asked my wife, what do you think they'll do if they do away with same-sex marriage to all those people? And I have a very close friend, matter of fact, he was my campaign manager, who is gay and is married. What do you do to all those people that are married? Now, do they cease to be married? They've taken oaths and everything else and paid.
I would think they're still married, but it's preventing the future on legal terms. You know, of course, people can be unofficially married, but it's not the job of governments to promote morality and religion of what some people think. It's none of their damn business anymore than interracial marriage.
Well, it comes down to who do you love? It doesn't make any difference. Let other people love who they want to love. You don't have to get involved in the relationship.
Exactly. Exactly.
Let them alone.
And the same with contraceptives. If you're not going to have contraceptives, you're going to have a lot more pregnancies and forcing women to go to term on the pregnancies.
Yeah.
When contraceptives, that's a personal business of a couple, and their bedroom is nobody else's damn business, including those who take birth control pills. It's intrusive. This is not what conservatives believe. They don't believe in intrusive government, but that's exactly what they're doing.
I heard an interesting statement yesterday, or saw it online or something. When we die, we are no longer protected by law when we die. And when we're not born, we should not be protected by law. You're not a human being until you take your first breath, and you're not a human
being. That's what I believe, yes.
And you're not a
human being. On the other hand, though, I'm not saying that in the third trimester we should have babies aborted, generally, unless there's a danger to the mother.
Yeah.
That I would still think for the last quarter, you know.
Well,
but certainly, but this is the problem. We have evangelical Christians, the right-wing ones anyway, and many Catholics who want to impose their will on everybody else. Now, again, they can believe what they want, and they can tell their wives or daughters or whatever what they want, but honestly, they don't have a right to force their wives or daughters or anybody else to do what they want either, because it's the woman's right to choose.
Well, isn't Amy Coney Barrett, isn't she of that type of religious group?
She's involved in a religious group that's supposed to obey her husband.
Yeah.
That's just what we don't need on the Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
I think she's a loony. I really think she is.
Well, I'm not sure if she's a loony.
And she was put on the court about a week before the election, when that appointment should have been left to whoever won, which turned out to be Joe Biden.
Right, yeah.
But they made sure, you know, Merrick Garland didn't get an appointment 9 months before the election because it's the election year. Well, it's the election year in 2020 also.
Yeah.
Double standard. So there is a special place in hell for Mitch McConnell because he caused this.
Well, I could see, I could see that. If there were hell, I'd put him there.
I put a whole list of people there.
Yeah, we got both of us, probably many of the same people. Anyway,
yes.
There was something else that popped up when you talked about it. Well, it does seem to me that nobody really knows what they're doing as far as the overturning of Roe.
But it's being intrusive in people's private lives, and that is not proper. It is not right.
Yeah, you won't get an argument from me on that. But the problem is that, did the Supreme Court even think about how confusing it was going to be after 50
years? They're arrogant. They're out of control, so they don't care. And I think Roberts wanted to make it less than complete,
yeah.
But the three Trump appointments and the appointments by the two Bushes is what he couldn't stop.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
yeah.
I'm disappointed. But one thing that has popped back up because of this is the talk of expanding the Supreme Court. Is there any hope of that?
Well, not a chance. Well, it's a 50-50 Senate.
Right.
And I don't know, even if we have a few more Democrats, and I don't know what's going to happen in November. It's going to be very hard to do. It's very, very difficult. I would not bet on it, you know.
So many of my Republican friends like to think of themselves as self-made, like to think of themselves as independent, and yet they're acting as if somebody else told them what to do, and they are not independent right now. They are kind of sucking at the teat of Trump and crowd.
I don't know why the loyalty to Trump remains. I just don't get it, you know.
I think it is waning. some.
Waiting, but I don't understand why they don't see, like, even with the Saudi golf tournament, that he condemns the Saudi Arabians in the past because of 9/11, because the ones who caused 9/11 were Saudis.
Yeah.
And then, but now he's forgetting about it, and after appeal by people who were victimized, their families, by 9/11, and he just doesn't give a damn. He has no ethics at all. Well, of course, we know that, but you would think he would give it on something, but he doesn't.
Well, you know, and I've talked to people about this, and there's a difference between Biden's fist bump and this and the golf tournament that you're talking about. One of them is purely for money and greed, and that's the golf tournament, and the other is to improve the situation of a country, and that's
the economic situation, and also the Middle East. Yes,
yeah.
Of course, they're not the same thing. Yeah,
not even close to the same thing. Anyway, and I am not going to fall back and say a fist bump is different than a handshake. I don't,
what about a fist bump?
I think a fist bump is just the same as a handshake, quite frankly.
Well, it is, but after reading, you know, Max Boot, I started to have a different view.
Really?
That is part of dealing with dictators. You have to deal with them.
You do, yeah.
FDR dealt with Stalin, you know, and Kennedy dealt with Khrushchev, and Nixon with Brezhnev, etc., just as examples. And, of course, all the presidents that we see have dealt with Putin, you know, until now anyway, you know, Obama and Bush. So it's not like everybody's a good guy out there, but you got to deal with them. Just like, look, after all, whatever you think, Trump dealt with Kim Jong-un, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, he did the love affair.
Yeah.
Nobody's saying Biden says, I have a love affair with MBS.
No, nobody says that.
Well, so, I mean, it's not good, but after reading Max Boot, a conservative, I said, yeah, you got to give him a little slack on that, you know.
Well,
and that's not a liberal, that's a conservative saying that.
I think that almost any president worth his salt will try to make the best of a bad situation.
Yes.
And that's kind of what Biden has done in this situation. For your country, not for your own wallet. And
yeah, but he made it clear. He did talk to him.
Yes.
Of course, he said, I have no personal involvement. Maybe not. That's true in a sense. He didn't personally murder Khashoggi, MBS. Of course he didn't.
No,
but he ordered it. So it doesn't mean he had to be physically actually murdering him, but that doesn't mean he doesn't have responsibility.
Yeah. That's true. Well,
that's where he got around. I have no personal involvement. Well, that actually is true technically, yeah. But that doesn't make up for the fact that he ordered it.
Well, if you shoot somebody, you're not personally involved because it's the bullet that kills them, not you. Which I always find as ignorant for my gun-loving friends that say it was the guns don't kill people. People.
I'm sorry, I don't agree with that.
The guns do kill the people, but the person that is responsible is the guy that's pointing the gun. But
yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what to say about that. Hey, we're down to our final 3 minutes or less.
Yeah, I wanted to mention that, and you probably would not agree with me on this.
Okay.
I've come to the conclusion that we, and it may not happen, that we need different candidates for the presidency in 2024. I don't think, of course, it's not going to stop them. I really think it'd be best if we did not elect an octogenarian or a near octogenarian. Trump would be an octogenarian in office, and already by November, Joe Biden will be. I think it's time for a new generation. So, of course, if Joe Biden is nominated, I will vote for him,
yeah.
And I still love the guy, but it really is time to go to someone much younger, I feel.
Well,
and there's a large group, 25 or more people on each side of the fence, Republicans and Democrats, and some of the Republicans are anti-Trump, like Kinzinger or Liz Cheney or Larry Hogan or others like that. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I think that we need to really have a new generation come in much younger. That's my feeling. So what are you going to say about that?
Well, you and I are both older, and I hate to admit this, but I agree with you. I think we should. I'm not so certain that I would fight real hard to get Biden out, but if he decides to run, But I definitely think we ought to move to a younger group.
Yeah, the problem I worry about is he's going to, you know, it's a year and a half today that Biden's in office, exactly. You know, he's got 2.5 years to go. At times he seems to lack energy. He seems sluggish. And then I'm thinking, 6.5 years of this? I don't know. Then thinking, well, then it just means whoever's vice president, maybe Harris or maybe someone else, will probably succeed, because I don't know if he's going to live that long. I don't know. He may. But I just think the energy level, look, my energy level is lower than yours is, I'm sure, yep. And we're not having the stress of this job. So I really think it's time for him to say, next year I'm not running again, but I'll finish my term.
I think he will, but I don't think he will do it until we have to make a decision.
You think he's going to decide to run again, huh?
No, I think he will not. I think he will decide
to... Oh, you think he will announce, like, a year from now, I'm not running?
I don't know if it'll be a year from now, but it'll be...
Well, he's got to do it by the spring or summer, because the primary is in early 2024. Yeah. He's got to give people time to campaign, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. And I think people will start campaigning...
After the midterm election, some people are going to announce on the Republican side. Now, the Democrats may not right away, but really, there needs to be, if nothing else has challenged to him, like Carter had, Bush had, and Ford had, because honestly, it should not be just one choice. I just don't think so. I think there has to be challenges. So.
Well, we got to get out of here. We got about 10 seconds.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks
so much. Had a great time again. See you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks to Dr. Feynman for a very good discussion. We'll talk to you a little later.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1.